is a good performance. You know, 50-odd points in any game is a good effort. And, you know, we made some changes from last week and we were just, you know, pleased that we got the four tries, which gave us 5 match points to go to Paris next week with something to play for. So we're quite pleased.
You made those 11 changes. Was it a success?
Yeah, well, the scoreboard would suggest it was, obviously. Yeah, it's important that, we got to try and keep the momentum going on the field, the way we play and the consistency we're trying to achieve, you know, week in, week out. That's important, but it's also important, you know, to give people within the group opportunities to, you know, to play and to rest and to do a little bit extra if needs be. So, you know, we've got quite a rigid sort of squad management process which we go through. It can always be flexible, obviously, but that's what today was all about. So we're pleased with the overall result. You know, at the end of the week, we've had a good week's training all round. So, you know, we're just very pleased with that result at the end.
Benjamin, he played at centre. It's not his usual position. How did you think he fared?
Well, he'd always get over the gain line, which is the one thing with Miles. He's a big, powerful player. And he's been wanting to have a go in the centre for a while. So this is an opportunity to give him that chance, and I thought he did well.
Any other newcomers or any youngsters who you gave a chance impressed you?
Yeah, we were pleased with the front row when they came on. We were very pleased. You know, James Kerry and George Porter and Ollie Hayes, the three of them, they're all under 23 years of age. They're excellent futures, and we're just pleased that they did really well. You know, Ollie Frost came on a scrum half and is his usual, dynamic self. He's all over the place. But you know, generally they all you know did a good job. We felt today, and we were pleased.
What about the opposition, Palmer?
Yeah, when we went over there, well, when we could see the game before the fog came in, they're a well-drilled team. Actually, they do well in their own competition, and you know they got a good coach who I've known from past experiences, and you know they play well. They got a strong set piece, which is, you know, normally synonymous with Italian teams. So you know they win enough ball, and you know they'll cause you problems if you allow them to. So you know they kept at it. They played till the very end. To be fair to them, and you know that's a great credit to them.
Finally, Phil, the big game is obviously the last game next week against Stade Français in Paris. Yeah. It's going to be an intriguing contest. Will you put out your full strength side?
Well, we want to, you know, we want to try, as I said earlier, we want to keep the momentum of our performances going. And we look to make some changes, I'm sure, and go out there with an opportunity of qualifying. You know, after losing to them here, we wanted to get to this stage of the competition with something to play for. And, you know, that's what we've got next week. So, you know, we're pleased and we'll reassess everybody on tomorrow morning. And then we'll start preparing on Monday.